The number of business and personal bankruptcies has skyrocketed over the past year, but businesses with long-term strategy are faring better in this recession. So says Professor Rich Horwath, a professor of strategy at Lake Forest Graduate School of Management and author of Deep Dive, The Proven Method for Building Strategy, Focusing Your Resources and Taking Smart Actions. Professor Horwath, thank you very much for being with us. How important is strategic thinking in this business environment?
Well, Frank, in this environment, the reality is that 50% of the bankruptcies out there are caused by bad strategy. You know, we're quick to blame the market overall for our poor performance, but the reality is that 70% of the time, poor performance is due to bad strategy. So if we can set ourselves some time to think about the business, think about what our goals are, what we want to try and achieve, and then set a path or a strategy to achieve that, I think it's going to give us all a lot better chance to be successful moving forward.
We're speaking on a day when the readings came out on bankruptcy filings. As a matter of fact, Chapter 11 filings used to reorganize bankrupt businesses up 91% basically over the past year. Now, for managers who say, well, don't ask me about next year, I'm thinking about next week, give us your suggestions on how strategic thinking can be part of improving things at work.
Survival is not a strategy. The folks that are in a bunker right now hoping that things get better, they're going to be in deep trouble. What you need to do in these types of times is you need to say to yourself, what's the differentiated value we provide to customers? And you and your entire team need to focus on that differentiated value. You can't be doing the same things in the same way as your competition and hope to be around in 3 or 4 years.
How do you do that and survive at the same time?
You know, survival and achievement can go hand in hand. Again, what we need to do is understand what does success look like for us. We're so busy with our day-to-day activities that we don't take time to understand what does success look like. Is it market share? Is it profit? Is it cash flow? What are we trying to do? And once we understand what we're trying to do, then we can develop the strategy to get there.
All right. Is it more difficult these days, given the economic environment? We heard from retailers today pretty much sluggish across the board, despite talk the recession is over in some circles.
If we're honest with ourselves, there's companies that are doing very well in these tough economic times. Companies like Apple, Panera Bread, Pixar, all doing very, very well. Why? Because they have products that are different from the competition, and people are willing to pay a premium for those. If you're in a price war right now, it's because you haven't clearly identified for customers what your differentiated value really is.
We've heard the suggestions made that the only way to get people through the door is to cut prices. Do you have some other thoughts about how to deal with this environment?
Yeah, cutting prices is really just it's a no-win situation long term. If you cut prices today, you're going to be facing no profit in the future. So what companies need to do today is step back, talk to customers, watch customers, see what the unmet needs are for customers and meet those needs. The companies that are doing that, companies like Walmart, companies like McDonald's, are earning good money in this tough economy. So if you can find out what the unmet needs are for customers, you can still be successful.
Can you give us some other thoughts about what business people can do to survive, especially here in Southern California?
Well, especially in Southern California, you know, one thing we have to think about is new growth comes from new thinking. If we're doing the same thing we do year after year in the exact same way, we can't expect miraculous new growth. We've got to come up with new ways to think about our business. And really what you need to do is come up with new questions, new tools, new frameworks, and try to start thinking in a new way about the business. If we have that same mindset that we do year after year and we don't change that, it's going to be very difficult. So again, we need to find the differentiated value, think differently about the business, and find out what customers really want, because they are willing to pay for it, as companies like Apple and Panera Bread have shown us.
As far as thinking differently is concerned, does this require a new education? How's the Lake Forest Graduate School of Management doing there, and are people looking to re-educate themselves?
Frank, this is the time when the strong get stronger and the weak get weaker. The people that are out there aggressively looking at opportunities to get better today are the ones that are going to be successful tomorrow. If you don't have a strategic plan for your business or for yourself today, there's a good chance you're not going to have a business or a job 2 years from now. So again, the people that are really focusing on getting better, building your skill sets, are the ones that are going to succeed. CEO Magazine just came out with a survey showing that the number one most valued skill in leaders today is strategic thinking. So you've got to find new tools and new ways to get better at strategy.
Rich Horwath, the author of Deep Dive, the proven method for building strategy, focusing your resources, and taking smart actions, also a professor of strategy at Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us here today on the KNX Business Hour.
Frank, great to be with you today. Thank you.
KNX News Time, 1:23.